This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another show of Time Magazine. Today, I will read from the Time Magazine issue dated April 29th. This is the Time 100 list of the world's most influential people. This much-awaited list of Time Magazine is under the categories of artists, leaders, innovators, titans, pioneers, and icons. There are 100 such people that have been featured in this magazine, and it will surely take a lot more than our usual show time to read about this. I start today's show with points of origin of each of these 100 people who are featured as Time Magazine's World's Most Influential People. In the artist category, Fantasia Barrino, born in High Point, North Carolina. Alia Bhatt, Mumbai, India. Coleman Domingo, Philadelphia. Alex Edelman, Boston. Latoya Ruby Frazier, Braddock, Pennsylvania. Lauren Groff, Copperstown, New York. Brooks Headley, Baltimore. Jenny Holzer, Gallipolis, Ohio. Dua Lipa, London. James McBride, Brooklyn. Leslie Odom Jr., Queens. Dave Patel, London. Devine Joy Randolph, Philadelphia. 21 Savage, London. Jeffrey Wright, Washington, D.C. In the leaders category, where the Time 100 leaders were born, Greg Abbott, Wichita Falls, Texas. Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, Doha, Qatar. Ajay Banga, Pune, India. Lauren Blowelt, Marietta, Ohio. William Burns, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. E. Jean Carroll, Detroit. Rachel Goldberg-Polin, Chicago. William Lai, New Taipei City, Taiwan. Rena Lee, Singapore. Li Quan, Ruiyan, China. Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos, Batac, Philippines. Georgia Melanie, Rome. Javier Mele, Buenos Aires. Narges Mohammadi, Zanjan, Iran. Julia Navalnaya, Moscow. Galvin Newsom, San Francisco. William Ruto, Sambut, Kenya. Diane Salazar Mendez, Ibarra, Ecuador. Jigar Shah, Modasa, India. Marina Silvia, Rio Branco, Brazil. Jack Smith, Clay, New York. Ellis Stefanik, Albany, New York. Donald Tusk, Gdansk, Poland. Andrea Yermak, Kiev. The next category is that of innovators. Jonathan Anderson, Margaretha Felt, Northern Ireland. Tory Burch, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Dominic Krelnin, Versailles, France. Sean Fain, Kokomo, Indiana. Rachel Hardeman, Minneapolis. Katsukiyo Hayashi, Asia, Japan. Hanson Wang, Taipei. Akiko Iwasaki, Iga, Japan. Sia Kolisi, Gebreha, South Africa. Yon Kriez, Tel Aviv. Dave Ricks, Bloomington, Indiana. Maya Rudolph, Gainesville, Florida. Julie Sweet, Tustin, California. Marina Tabassum, Dhaka, Bangladesh. Connie Walker, Balcarres, Saskatchewan. The next list is that of Titans. Jack Antonoff, Teaneck, New Jersey. Jesper Broden, Gothenburg, Sweden. Joanne Crevoseret, Monterey, California. Thatsunda Brown Duckett, Rochester, New York. Larry Ellison, The Bronx. Beth Ford, Sioux City, Iowa. Donna Langley, Walton, England. Patrick Mahomes, Tyler, Texas. Satya Nadella, Hyderabad, India. Kelly Ripa, Stratford, New Jersey. Kelly Robinson, Chicago. Chizuku Yuno, Toyoma, Japan. Max Verstappen, Halstead, Belgium. Wang Shuangfu, Wuwei, Anhui Province, China. Asia Wilson, Columbia, South Carolina. The list further continues with pioneers as identified by Time Magazine's most 100 most influential people. Under the pioneers category, we have Joshua Bengio, Paris. Ophelia Dahl, Oxford, England. Dan Drucker, Montreal. America Ferreira, Los Angeles. Joel Habener, Indianapolis. Asma Khan, Kolkata, India. Sharon Living, New Orleans. Leslie Loco, Dundee, Scotland. Svetlana Mosov, Skopje, North Macedonia. Priyamvada Natarajan, Coimbatore, India. Kennedy Odede, Bondo, Kenya. Stuart Orkin, Manhattan, New York. Kelly Sawyer Patrikov, London. Sam Semberis, Sokoura, Greece. Nora Weinstein, Manhattan, New York. Motaz Aziza, Gaza. This list starts with the icons in the 100 most influential people. Berna Boy, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Sofia Coppola, Manhattan, New York. Mark Cuban, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rosanna Flammer Caldera, Colombo, Sri Lanka. Michael J. Fox, Edmonton, Alberta. Thelma Golden, Queens. Tara G. P. Henson, Washington, D.C. Jenny Hermoso, Madrid. Julianne Lusenge Vasta, Democratic Republic of Congo. Sakshi Malik, Rohtak, India. Kylie Minogue, Melbourne, Australia. Hayao Miyazaki, Tokyo. Frank Mugisha, Kampala, Uganda. Elliot Page, Halifax, Nova Scotia. And Suzanne Simard, Port Alberni, British Columbia. This was a visual with the globe and where each of the 100 most influential people were born. We now start with each of the write-ups. In the artist category, we start with Dua Lipa, the ringmaster. She moves with a lightness in a heavy world, bold, playful, and self-aware. She's thoughtfully outspoken for the oppressed and displaced. She founded an influential editorial platform, Service 95, to cover cultural topics and address humanitarian concerns. She believes in family, is grateful to her parents and supportive of her siblings. She left home at 15 to propel her musical dreams into action. She is driven, independent, and possesses a desire for knowledge. She appeals to future artists to be mindful of the world around them. She is herself striving to redefine the pop genre cosmos. She is Dua Lipa. Dua, Albanian for love. She introduced her song Houdini with an image of a small key on the tip of her tongue. One can easily imagine her holding a ring of such keys, the master of her ever-evolving kingdom. This was Dua Lipa, introduced by Patti Smith. Smith is a singer, songwriter, and an author. Next, we have Defying Gravity, James McBride. As a kid, you dream about meeting a great novelist. You imagine them as kind, noble, wise, omniscient. When I met James McBride, I felt like I had coffee with a hysterically funny 21st century Leo Tolstoy. James has all the qualities one would expect, with the color of water, the good Lord Bird, Killam and Leave, Deacon, King Kong, and now the Heaven and Earth grocery store. His excellence in the art of storytelling defies gravity. He writes about deep American wounds with love, rage, and a sense of wit that flies like a falcon in large leaping circles, riding the invisible winds of history. In creating the limited series, The Good Lord Bird, I learned that James is also a kind of friend you dream of making. When things get rough, he never loses his sense of humor, his wisdom, and his powerful ability to communicate. If James is one of the most influential artists in America, then there is great hope for America. James McBride, as introduced to us by Ethan Hawke. Hawke is an Oscar-nominated actor, writer, and director. Moving on to Davin Joy Randolph, acting from the heart. The first time I saw Davin Joy Randolph perform was during an early preview of Ghost the Musical. The ease with which she existed on the stage and the power she commanded in that room was unbelievable. Here was this girl fresh out of Yale, totally reinventing an iconic role. She was exceptional. It's exciting that now we all get to experience the fullness of what Davin can do. Her performance in The Holdovers was balletic, just so deliberate and crafted. She approaches her characters with the kind of sincerity, honesty, and nuance that makes me proud to be an actor. Davin stands firmly in who she is, embracing the whole of her strength and her softness, and I so admire that. One of the highest compliments you can give in Nigeria is well done. That's when you know you're really cooking with gas. So well done, Davin. Well done. Davin Joy Randolph was introduced to us by Uzo Aduba. Aduba is an Emmy-winning and Tony-nominated actor. Moving on to Alex Eldman, razor-sharp wit. Over the past 15 years, I've had the privilege of watching Alex Eldman consistently dazzle audience in basement clubs, backs of taxi, comedy festivals, Friends Kitchen, and iconic London theaters. Alex's ability to hold people in the palm of his hand is otherworldly. His puppyish charm transports a fierce and brilliant wit, masterfully inviting us to come to his observations with a childlike glee, even if his subject is absolutely terrifying. It was no surprise then that when his Tour de Force show Just For Us about racist white nationalists, internet trolling, and anti-Semitism landed on Broadway earlier this year, it was lauded as one of the funniest, most human pieces of work in years. He is an unstoppable artist with a unique perspective who refreshingly asks us to think with him, not like him. He's a loyal friend and very humble. But above all, he is one of the most rare and beautiful things in this wild times, an optimist. Alex Eldman, introduced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Waller-Bridge is an Emmy-winning actor, producer, and writer. Fantasia Barrino, transcendent talent. There was just something about Fantasia Barrino when I first saw her on American Idol. It was her spirit, her soul. She left it all on that stage when she sang. I thought, who is this girl? I voted for her again and again. When I met her years later, I learned that she's a Cancer, sweet and sensitive, but with a quiet strength. You can feel it in her presence and you can hear it in her powerful voice. When she sings, she transcends. It's like she goes somewhere else and you have just to go with her. Fantasia is a living testimony that we are all going to go through storms. But at the end of a storm, what happens? The sun comes out. Whatever comes next for her will be so beautiful. She deserves everything. I see such big things for Fantasia. The sky is the limit. Well beyond the sky for her. It's her time. Fantasia Barrino, introduced to us by Tara G.P. Henson. Henson is an Oscar-nominated actor. Next is Dave Patel, pace setter. I first met Dave Patel at the very first read-through for Skins before he ever got on TV. He was so full of life and we both couldn't believe we were missing school to do this. After Slumdog Millionaire, I went from getting food with him to Witherspoon's to watching him at the Golden Globes within a month. And he still checked in when he got back. Dave radiates goodness. His humanity shines through every time he graces the screen, leaving you no choice but to root for him, even when his character is doing something foul. His presence makes you understand where he's coming from. With a career that always elevates, his latest performance in Monkey Man is my favorite, giving us a fierce, soulful empathy, a channeled rage, shades of him we have yet to see. Knowing he was so into martial arts during Skins, he's brought it all together. Monkey Man is his moment and an incredible directorial debut. Dave sets the pace. He's limitless. He's fearless. Our responsibility as a generation is to go into familiar spaces and see them through new perspectives, thus creating, finding, and sharing a space that has never been touched before. He has that gift. He continues to surpass himself and surprise us, and we are all waiting for where he'll take us next. Dave Patel, introduced to us by Daniel Kaluuya. Kaluuya is an Oscar-winning actor. We move on to Lauren Groff, inventive author, who is introduced by Anne Patchett. Her novels would have been enough. The Vaster Wilds, Matrix, Fates and Furies, flights of imagination and dives into history that keep readers turning pages late into the night. Her collection, Florida, which is my personal favorite, won the Story Prize. But Lauren Groff is more than a great writer. She's also a great citizen, channeling her belief that everyone should be free to read the books they choose into the links. Her new bookstore in Gainesville, Florida. When I heard the news, I wanted to stop her. I wanted to praise her. I wanted to tell her there will be days that being both a writer and a bookstore owner will feel like one job too many. Just ask Louise Erdrich, Emma Straub, Judy Blume, Jeff Kinney, ask me. But the joy of putting the right book into the customer's hand will make up for everything. Once again, Lauren Groff is doing spectacular work. Lauren Groff, introduced by Anne Patchett. Patchett is a best-selling author. Alia Bhatt, magnetic movie star. Alia Bhatt is a formidable talent. She is not only the world's leading actor, admired for her work in the Indian film industry for over a decade, she is also a businesswoman and a philanthropist who leads with integrity. I met Alia on Heart of Stone, her English language film debut. Despite her fame on set, she is self-efficacing and funny. There is a grace to the way she goes around her work, focused, open to ideas, and willing to take creative risks. One of my favorite moments in the film came from an improvisation at the end of a take where she took the emotional thread and ran with it. Alia's superpower is her ability to mix movie star magnetism with authenticity and sensitivity. As an actor, she is luminous, and as a person, she brings the grounded assurance and creativity that make a truly international star. Alia Bhatt, introduced to us by Tom Harper. Harper is a director, producer, and writer. Moving on to Jeffrey Wright, cinematic chameleon. The first time I watched Jeffrey Wright act, I wanted to devour all his work. An actor who can disappear inside a role, to me, is the hallmark of a genius. I believed him in The Hunger Games, in Angels in America, in Shaft. In American Fiction, Jeffrey captured what it feels like for me as an artist. There's what the world wants to see and the stereotypes it expects. And there's the determination to defy those expectations. Jeffrey has always challenged what society thinks of a black actor should or should not be. As much as I loved American Fiction, it also left me a little hollow because it shows a journey people of color face, especially black people. Jeffrey embodies it beautifully. He pulls you in with his soulfulness, through his eyes, through his stillness and nuance of his work. It can be explosive. It can be quiet. He's constantly pushing himself and he's influencing a new generation of actors to go further. Jeffrey Wright, introduced by Octavia Spencer. Spencer is an Oscar-winning actor. 21 Savage, authentic performer. I trust my gut when it comes to my music and collaborations, and I find myself naturally drawn to artists like 21 Savage, those who remain grounded in their convictions and consistently defy the constraints imposed upon them. Like 21, I know what it's like to rise above challenging beginnings, and it makes his success all that much more remarkable. Throughout his work, including on his newest album, American Dream, which opens with a reflection by his mother on their immigration story, 21 maintains an authenticity that resonates deeply. His approach to rap is refreshingly genuine. He speaks to us in a relatable way, effortlessly navigating the complexities of the genre. Whether he tackles weighty subjects or offers moments of levity, his delivery remains compelling. I have recently had the privilege of sharing one of my most significant milestones with 21, performing with him at the Grammys. I'm excited to witness the great evolution of his artistry and the impact he continues to make on the world stage. This was about 21 Savage, introduced by Burna Boy. Burna Boy is a Grammy-winning musician. Leslie Odom Jr., Pure Grace. I didn't know Leslie Odom Jr. the night I watched him take the stage as Aaron Burr in Hamilton. But his performance hit me like a ton of bricks. It was hypnotized. Little did I know that years later I'd get to work with him and that we'd become great friends, family even. Leslie is committed to the arts and gracefully moves between music, theater, and film. His performances, including his recent Broadway run in Poorly Victorious, are palpable. It feels like a matter of life or death, the way he gives his absolute all to every character. Leslie just as committed to his friends and family. No one is more serious about holding close the people who are important to him. He's passionate, honorable, a man of faith, a loving father, and an amazing partner to his wife, Nicolette. I don't think there are many humans walking this earth who are as good as Leslie. I can't wait to see what kind of beautiful art he creates next. Leslie Odom Jr., introduced to us by Kate Hudson. Hudson is an Oscar-nominated actor. We move on to Jenny Holzer, Radical Wordsmith. I first encountered Jenny Holzer's truism, anonymously plastered in the Lower East Side where we both lived. We were members of the Artist Collective Collab and for a time lived in the same building. Jenny used words as agitprop. They were declarative, inflammatory, and provocative. She claimed no authorship but questioned the authority of language. They were rants that exemplified the predicament we faced in New York City in the late 1970s. Since then, her work has expanded in form and voice to include poets, redacted government texts, and layered words of intentionally renowned writers who address the great issues of our time. Her 1989 show at the Guggenheim was one of the best I've seen, and I'm glad that she's having another exhibition there this year. Jenny has allowed her art to grow by embracing collaboration and new technologies, but her singularity as an artist has always persevered, and her work continues to be radical. Jenny Holzer, introduced to us by Kiki Smith. Smith is an artist. LaToya Ruby Frazier, illuminating photographer. LaToya Ruby Frazier is an eloquent storyteller making visible the landscape and lives of working people. With honesty and empathy, her photographs soon to be displayed in a solo show at the New York City's MoMA force us to confront how disenfranchisement, corporate greed, and government neglect have impacted the lives of people from the auto factories in the Rust Belt to the toxic waterways of Flint, Michigan. She's an archivist, a healer, and an artist. Her work captures the anxiety, the beauty, and the reality of people negotiating the complexities of life on the brink. The resulting photo essays are informed by collaboration with their participants, creating searing portraits that reflect care and intimacy. LaToya's images pierce our complacency and demand that we pay attention to the world around us with intention and compassion. LaToya Ruby Frazier, introduced to us by Lynn Notage. Notage is a 2-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. With this is Asa Deshmukh signing off from this week's Time Magazine show. Until next time, where we continue the list of 100 most influential people as compiled by Time Magazine. Goodbye to all of the listeners.